Chapter 1. Why laws are not enough. The first book ended with a quiet conclusion. The laws of physics are not chosen. They are what remains when almost everything else fails. That conclusion closes a question that has occupied physics for centuries. But it opens another one. If laws are so restrictive, if only a tiny set of patterns survives consistency, scale, and noise, then why does the universe look so structured at all? Why is it not empty, uniform, or dull? Permission is not persistence. The laws of physics allow many things. They allow atoms, molecules, crystals, stars, storms, cells, brains. But allowance is cheap. Most things that are allowed do not last. A configuration can be permitted by law and still collapse immediately. It can be dynamically possible and still unsustainable. The laws tell you what can exist. They do not tell you what will persist. That difference matters. The mistake of expecting laws to do more. It is tempting to think that once laws are known, everything else follows automatically. This temptation shows up in many forms. Given the laws, complexity is inevitable. Given enough time, structure will appear. The laws already contain life and mind in potential. These statements confuse permission with survival. The laws of physics do not guarantee organization. They merely fail to forbid it. A new kind of fragility. In Rise I, fragility appeared as instability under repetition. Drift under time. Contradiction under combination. Here, fragility takes a different form. Organized structures fail when parts lose coordination. Timing slips. Dependencies cascade. Memory degrades. Noise propagates instead of cancelling. A molecule is fragile in ways a law is not. A cell is fragile in ways a molecule is not. A mind is fragile in ways a cell is not. Each level introduces new ways to fail. Why disorder is still the default? It is often said that the universe tends toward disorder. This is true, but incomplete. The deeper truth is this. Disorder is easy because it does not need to be held together. Organization must coordinate parts, maintain relationships, preserve information, correct errors. Disorder does none of these. Left alone, most organized structures fall apart not because they violate laws, but because they cannot maintain coherence. Survival above law requires more than law. Nothing in physics forbids a sandcastle. Nothing in physics keeps it standing. The persistence of structure requires something additional, not a new force, but a new constraint. Not a law acting on matter. But conditions acting on organization. This is the central move of this book. Constraint on constraint. In Rise I, elimination acted on descriptions of motion, energy, fields, and time. Here, elimination acts on organizations of states. An organization survives only if it withstands noise, tolerates delays, absorbs perturbations, limits error propagation. This is a higher order filter. The laws remain unchanged. What changes is what is being tested. Why history suddenly matters. At the level of laws, history is irrelevant. A law works today or it does not. It has no memory. But organizations are different. They are shaped by how they were assembled. What failed before? What was removed along the way? Once structure exists, path dependence appears. This is not an add-on. It is unavoidable. The first appearance of scaffolds. Consider how complex structures actually form. They are not assembled all at once. They rely on temporary supports, intermediate arrangements, constraints that later disappear. Once the structure stabilizes, the supports are gone. What remains looks self-sufficient, but it was not born that way. These temporary supports are called scaffolds. They are the central object of study in this book. Why this is not teleology? At this point, a warning is necessary. Nothing in this account implies purpose, direction, optimization, selection toward goals. Structures do not persist because they are good. They persist because alternatives collapse. The logic is the same as in Rise I, applied at a new level. What this book will do? This book will not explain why the universe exists. It will not explain why laws have the values they do. It will explain something narrower and harder. Why, once laws are fixed, only certain kinds of structure survive on top of them. We will see why memory appears. Why error correction becomes necessary. Why replication stabilizes structure. Why prediction outcompetes reaction. Why intelligence is fragile but persistent. Not because the universe wants these things. Because without them, structure does not last. Where explanation will stop, again. Just as before, this framework stops at a boundary. It does not ask why constraint exists. Why elimination operates. Why survival matters. Those questions dissolve once coherence is lost. What cannot survive explanation cannot be explained. The thread forward. The next chapter introduces the central idea of Rise 2 in full. A scaffold is a temporary constraint that allows a structure to form which can later persist without it. This idea will carry us from crystals to cells, from memory to minds, without adding a single new law. Only new filters. Closing sentence. The laws of physics tell us what is allowed. Scaffolds determine what lasts.